Have you ever noticed that problems in life you choose to ignore over time tend to lead to other problems in other areas that you could never have predicted would have been affected by the first problem? This tends to happen everywhere. It happens with our physical and mental health, our cars, our homes, and our businesses. In fact, it seems that small problems are always easy to ignore, and almost always they turn into eventually greater problems. And that's what this series is about. It's on how that very dynamic creates problems in our recruiting. And what you'll begin to notice over the next few weeks is that each problem I discuss leads to the very next problem, and that leads to the next. And last week I received affirmation and literally no disagreement from our listeners that the biggest and first problem is when companies don't recognize that actually their core business is not in real estate, but is actually in recruiting and developing the right individuals. So what happens when we don't recognize that this is a reality? If we don't acknowledge that recruiting is the core business, or at least vital to your business, if you feel more comfortable saying it that way, then there is no urgency to adhere or even develop a clear system. So this is the second problem that we've observed over the years, that the lack of many companies to have the clear idea that the acknowledgement that recruiting is their business, then they have no clear system. And if they do have one, they don't adhere to it or follow it in any way. A couple of owners have been honest enough to even say, listen, we've never had a system. And so I hope you catch the irony here that real estate companies have always had systems to train agents on how to build their businesses. And a system that if you follow creates real estate transaction opportunities. Yet many of these very same companies may not have a system when it comes to generating recruiting leads. And how does that happen? How does an industry that deeply depends on continuous recruiting often not even have a system? Certainly, write me and tell me your theories behind this. Why does this happen? Why is this so common in the real estate industry? And as you write me this, I'll respond to some of it, but next week I'll share some really interesting problems that might arise even if your company has a system around recruiting. We'll get to that then.